So this, and now this is obviously before the whole licensure, you know, so any of that came in. So basically, the way it was, it sounds like it was very seat of the pants back then.
Yeah, it was a lot of bullets. I swear, a lot of bullets. It took me 5 years down on the lower to become comfortable. I used to, I call it sweating. I tell these young pilots, I say, is your hands sweating? I said, are you dreaming of going down there and dreaming about these hoes down there? He said, don't worry about it. It's normal. I used to do it.
Right.
You know.
So now, you didn't talk much about any sort of fears or anxieties you had when you were decking, because you weren't decking all that long.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that each time you see a stretch of the river, though, and I mean, if you're paying attention, there were probably some things that gave you night sweats.
Oh, yeah.
Really frightening. Yeah. What were some of those things?
The hardest part for me is to learn. I didn't know how to flank.
Okay.
And I'd sit down there in bed and dream about that. What am I going to do? Go through the in my mind what I was going to do.
So now, had anybody explained it to you?
Yeah, somewhat, you know, but.
But until you do it.
Until you do it, and so I started doing it. I've done everything. I got by, you know, and it's an art. It really is art. Yeah. Planking's an art. And, took me about 5 years.
Well, okay. Obviously, most people fear. They don't fear what they know. They fear what they don't know.
Right.
So, what part about flanking caused you? I mean, what would be the consequences that would?
All right. The flanking part is you don't know. As a young pilot, you just start back, and you don't know which way. If you're over flanking, under flanking, you don't know what the current's doing.
So
you have no knowledge until you learn it.
Right. And so, what was your fear that what could
my
happen?
My fear is I'm gonna bust this toe up.
Okay.
And I'm gonna kill a bunch of people.
Okay, you couldn't kill somebody. Okay.
But it finally came to me in 5 years. This is what the whole thing conclusion come to.
Wow.
Is when I come to this point in my life, and I said, whatever happens, going to happen. It's out of my control.
Right.
I'm doing the best I can. Now, and then once I done that, I settled down.
Now, when you made mistakes, and you had to have made a few mistakes.
Yeah, I made them.
But at the age of 27, and you got a pilot who's older than you, and probably the chief engineer was older than you, and maybe even mates that are older than you.
Oh, yeah.
How did you deal when you messed up, when you made a mistake? What was your, you know, how did you react?
I felt real bad then, you know, say, guys, I'm sorry I messed up.
So you would admit it?
Yeah, I wouldn't admit it. Okay. I would say it was my fault.
Now, did you ever, it must have been tough, but with you being the captain, could you go and ask, like, the pilot for his advice?
Yeah, I've done that. I'm not afraid to ask anybody for it, you know, saying,
right,
how do you do this? I'm always asking, and I still do today. I seek knowledge from everybody.
Wow. And so how did that go over? Because I know there's some
of them are a little grumpy, but mostly they'll tell you, you know, most guys on the river that work on the river are pretty good about that. They don't mind helping each other. They're pretty good about it, really.